Blog Talk Radio.
We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock, and let the God of our salvation be exalted. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy. Our God is worthy. Yes, he is worthy to be praised. Yes, he is worthy. Our God is worthy. Yes, he is worthy to be praised. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever, 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 and forevermore. And we say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Truly, we bless the Lord for one more day. Truly, we bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, to you, to you, and to you too. Welcome back to the Life with Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, and our God's name is greatly too. Be praised. Amen. I am Dr. Alfreda. Amen. I am your host on this morning. It's my pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. We want to welcome you and you and you, especially if this is your first time to our fellowship services. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. The spiritual breakfast for champion is about to be served. And man do not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We pray that you will enjoy the services so much today that you'll keep on coming back. Amen. We meet on this platform 6 days a week. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, we're going to still say 7 days because it's still 7 days. Amen. 7 days. Amen. But it's going on 12 years now. We're headed towards, amen, year number 12. So we want to thank God. Amen. That you can count on us being here. You can count on us being here. You can count on us being here on time. Some people tell you to meet them at 6 o'clock and they don't come to 6:05 or 6:15. Glory be to God. People don't know when to find you. But one thing about us here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, you will find us on time. We are very prompt. Amen. And so we want to thank God, amen, for that. Amen. We pray that everybody's excited today. Well, I'm telling you, can you believe? I mean, the new year just came in, so it seemed like, and here we are, like, wow, you know what I mean? But look, God is bringing us every day, and we're just grateful. Amen. Glory be to God. We've been celebrating Women's History Month. Amen. And I know I have truly, truly been enjoying, amen, each day. Glory be to God, and like what the Lord is doing, amen, everybody can make a contribution, and it's just beautiful, 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 amen, and so we bless the Lord. Today, we are going to be talking about a young lady. Her name is Rhoda. Rhoda. Now, the Bible don't really say a whole lot about Rhoda, but I'm going to tell you one thing. We can learn. Every person that's in the Bible is in the Bible for a reason. Now, God just didn't put somebody's name in there because he had nothing else to do. There's a lesson to be learned, amen, in everybody's life. Amen. The men, the women, the boys, and the girls. Well, this month, we're talking about the women. Amen. And so we want to bless be the name of Jesus. So coming to us this morning all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection. So they say, I don't know, Philadelphia has been holding up to its reputation. I think Philadelphia have more murders in our city than I think we're at the top of the chart. Amen. So we're going to keep praying for Philadelphia. Amen. We're going to keep praying and being an example and doing what else ever the Lord would have us to do. But nevertheless, amen, I'm talking about, amen, our minister, Darlene Carr. Amen. We want to thank God for this woman of God. She is faithful in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Let me tell you something. She doesn't give up. She doesn't give up without a fight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If she thinks she's falling, amen, she comes on back up again by the grace of God. Amen. She's a praiser. She's a singer. Glory be to God. She loves the Lord. Amen. She is faithful to the Lord, faithful in his kingdom. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I want to thank God for her faithfulness. Amen. To this ministry, the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Her friendship. Amen. Hallelujah. To me and to you and to all of us. She's a prayer warrior. Amen. Glory be to God. And the list goes on and on and on. Amen. Hallelujah. And it is a pleasure. Amen. This morning. Amen. To introduce this woman of God. She's a fighter. Woo. Oh, she will fight. You hear what I'm saying? Now, I'm not talking about the physical fight, although I'm sure she can share some testimonies about that too. But I'm talking about the spiritual fight. Amen. She is a warrior indeed. Amen. And so we thank God for her. Amen. So it is she who is coming this morning to give her insight, her input on Rhoda. Amen. And we're going to ask God to anoint our ears to hear. Amen. And our hearts to receive. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. Amen. So, Minister Darlene, are you there?
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning.
Good morning, my sister. God bless you. And thank you for agreeing to serve today. And the floor is yours. Let the Lord have his way.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that warm welcome. In the name of Jesus, I thank you so much. I find it's a privilege to come and give a little bit about Rhoda. Let me go on the word of prayer before I go in. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Welcome, welcome, welcome you into this temple. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, move me out the way, Father God. In the name of Jesus, and you speak through me. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for this opportunity, Father God, that I can share a little bit about Rhoda in the Bible, Father God, the book of Acts. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I find it's really a treating, Father God, to sit down and just study and get to know more of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I say thank you, Father God. I thank you for Pastor Bradford, Father God. In the name of Jesus and everyone else that's on the line with a listening ear, in the name of Jesus. And I say thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Have your way. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious, precious Holy Ghost. Good morning, and good morning to everyone that's on the line. Well, I'm going to speak a little bit about Rhoda and the book of Acts 11 through 18. But before I can speak a little bit about Rhoda, I cannot forget about Peter. Amen. And when Peter was a man that who was cast in the prison. Amen. And hallelujah, 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 Yahweh God. And when the Latin, oh, Father God, I got the wrong notes. Move me out the way, God. Move me out the way. Right with you. Lost my paper. Okay. And when Peter was coming to himself, He said, now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and had delivered me out of the hands of Haran and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose sure names was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And when I get out of that, see, when the people were praying anyway back at the house, and when Peter realized, when he finally succumbed to himself and realized that God had sent the angels and had delivered him out of the hands of Haran and from all the expectations of the people, of the Jews. How, point one of that, Haran, he did not give praise to God. An angel of these, when the angel had came, the Lord struck him down, and he was eaten up by the worms, and he died, Haran. But Peter was shocked because he realized that when he knew that it was the angel, God sent his angels, when they had took the chains off his feet, he told him, get up, put your clothes on, put your sandals on, when the chains had fell off of him. And when he had considered the things, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose sure name was Mark, where many were gathered together praying, like what we do when we get on this here prayer call, or when I'm going through, whatever, you know, take it in prayer and just go ahead on and pray that second till you see your breakthrough and till you know without a doubt that God is with you. So and then Peter had knocked at the door of the gates of the dazzling, came to the to hearken, which was named Rhoda. See, Rhoda, she was a servant. See, to give heed or attention to what is said and listen. But Peter stood at the door without. Then went out that other side, the disciples, and when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gates of the door for the gladness. She was glad. She was glad, well, man, she was glad, but she ran in and she told how Peter stood before the gates. But Rhoda, she was overjoyed. And she recognized Peter's voice. And she was so overjoyed, she ran back without even opening the gate. Go down to verse 14. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gates. She was glad, but ran into, and she told how Peter stood before the gates. She was so excited, and she was so glad to hear his voice. She left him standing out there at the gate. And she went on in the house. Verse 15. And they said unto her, thou art mad. But she consistently confirmed that it was even so. Then they said, it is his angels. They tell him, Rhoda, that she was mad and wrote like she was crazy out of her mind. No, Rhoda wasn't crazy. She just got so excited. She heard his voice. She just left him standing there. And when she realized, she should have opened up the door. But Peter consistent knocking at the door. When they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. Peter motioned with his hands for them to be quiet. and Peter described how the Lord had brought him out of prison. You know, I mean, David was so happy and all loud, Peter, but he had to move with his hand to tell how God had sent his angels to free him out of prison. So then after that, you know, he left from the house, and he's going to go down here to verse 16. But Peter continued knocking at the door and had the door. That he had declared that the Lord has brought him out of the prison. And then he goes to his brother and departed with into another place. But when he beckoned unto them with the hands to hold their peace, declare unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, go, show these things unto James and to the brethren. And he departed, and he went into another place. Okay, Peter tells James, point one, Peter tells James and the brother about this. Peter then left for another place. And as soon as it was day, there was no small stare among the soldiers. What was become of Peter in the morning? There was no small tumultuous motion among the soldiers, and what was has become of Peter? So Rhoda, she was really a servant for Peter, and she was a servant for the house. And it's not much in it here they stand about Rhoda, but we do know that she was a servant. And if you ask me, I when she left the gates, even though she was excited and left Peter out there, I think the girl had a little thing for Peter. But Peter, when he finally succumbed to himself and realized that, wow, God is going to be with us all the way to the end, even though it may look like that trials and tribulations getting rough or hard, but we know without a doubt, God is right there with us. We just put our angels to work, and without faith, you got to have faith to believe. Where would that faith? Faith that your angels is at work. Okay, like one situation I went through, I was going through with my son when he diagnosed him with leukemia. And I know without a doubt, I know God was he gonna be with me. But sometimes you get doubt. I had got doubt like Peter for a minute and wasn't cast away in prison or nothing, but you could be prisoned in your mind without being behind bars. And when he thought that they diagnosed him with leukemia cancer, I got weary and my faith just dropped a little bit. But God, that's why I say don't despise the encounter when you're being encountered with an angel, when you bump into people today. And he's in the hospital. And she supposed to be an associate worker, but she talked about his diagnosis. So she comes to me and she says to me, where's your faith? I mean, did you have this faith in God? Did you believe that God can do it? And stop all that crying. And when I came home, then the next day I wanted to go back and talk with her later. Wow, I didn't see the social worker nowhere in there. I felt like Peter for a moment. Surely, when Peter was coming to himself, if he said, now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angels. And I can relate with him with that, you know. And when I went back, wow, The woman that I talked to, they didn't know that this social worker, no social worker there by their name. And I sat down at the bench, I never forget it, in the hallway, in the hospital. And I said, wow, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for bringing me back into memories because I got, wow, I got, I just came out of myself for a minute. And then he brought my angel back to let me know I'm with you. And when I succumbed to myself and realized, and I thank him, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And I can relate with Rhoda when Peter did come from out of prison. The servant Rhoda, the girl Rhoda, she's a servant. She's a servant, and she's running, doing her duties, you know, being honorable to God and to the people in the house. And when Peter came up, she heard his voice. She was astonished, you know. She was like, wow, shocked. Peter, they ain't here praying anyway. Y'all prayed him out. He's out there at the gate. Oh, Peter is free. Peter out here. You crazy. She called me crazy. You know, sometimes you just got to go up in the praise like that. No, I'm not crazy. I was so excited, you know. I left him at the gate. And so now I realize that I got to be more calm, more collected. And then when a moment like that, get excited, I get overwhelmed, overtreated, I can like, okay, God, inhale, exhale. And I can let him open up the door and he can explain the situation for himself. But they finally came to the door and realized that it was Peter out there. She just left her post and just left from there because overexcited, got overwhelmed, you know. Sometimes, you know, we can get some time overexcited and someone knock at the door, God at the door. And, wow. I ran back in the house and I left God there. God is at the door. And now you are crazy. No, Peter's there. He's out there. So, that I got out of that is that, wow, I learned how to back with Peter. Succumb to myself. And when a situation like that I face or come up against, I would know how to handle it better. Just invite him in. Come on in. I'm a servant anyway. I would serve him, usher him on into the presence of the people. They ain't there praying anyway. They ain't there praying from them terminals up to God. What we do on this call, praying ye one for another. So, you know, just got to learn how to have not an oversighting spirit, yet be learn how to have control of yourself when you face a situation like that. Amen. And I like that story. And we had considered the things. He had came to the house of Mary, the mother of John. Their sure name was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. You know, when you praying anyway, 24/7 at all times, you always got God on your mind, always, all the time. And sure enough, God see what you're doing. He know what you're doing. So you know he's not gonna be concerned about your business, getting your son, your brother, your uncle out of prison. I mean, we always in there praying and everything, and God sees that. So we does that, and I get out of that right there. You know, where you constantly always in God's face, like this here nuclear war and everything that's going on. We all come together on one accord, touching, agreeing, repent, make sure there's nothing in us that's not of God. God will answer our prayers to him just like he did with Peter. just like he did with Peter. And it was somehow, and when Peter knocked at the door of the gates, the dazzling came to hearken. Rhoda, is not much in here that you talk about Rhoda all the time, but her name came up once when she was the servant at the gate to give heed or attention to what is said and listen. I got that out of John 18:16. But when Peter stood at the door without, then he went out. The other disciples which was known unto the high priest and spoken unto Rhoda that keep the door. And Rhoda was, she was the servant again. She was at the door. Keep unto the unto Rhoda that kept the door and brought in Peter. See, they spoke of Rhoda again over in John 18:16. They come up where Peter stood at the door. Without them, she went out at the other disciples, which was known unto the high priest, and spoke it unto Rhoda that kept the door and brought Peter in. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm still taking this story, and I'm still standing before God, you know, how this story really relates somewhat, and what I had experienced and what I have went through in my life. You know, I'm a servant to him. I'm a servant. I'm a servant for my family. I'm a servant for my church. I'm serving for God's people, saved or unsaved. But I just had to learn how, see, and don't get overexcited and don't go and pray and ask God, do you want me to be a servant for this person, you know, and I had learned that. And I had related with that part right there, but Rhoda had got excited, and she left Peter at the gate, and how she went in the house and tell them that Peter's at the gate. They go, oh, she crazy. See, and that's why you got to go and make sure I stay before God and pray and ask him, do you want me to serve this here person, saved or unsaved? And it's so much out of this here story that I can relate with my life. And they said, how they say unto Rhoda, thou art mad. But she could constantly confirm that it wasn't even so. Then she said that it is his angels. It was Peter's angels. His angels came and freed him and let him out of prison, you know, where that, you know, he was giving up hope. But he had to succumb to himself and realize, you know, I guess he got overwhelmed, you know, how the Jews and Herod, you know, they just coming at him. You know, we got overwhelmed, and when you threw me in prison, something I didn't do, and I guess faith started when it kicked in. His faith was trying to fade out, I'm just giving up, but I'm not giving up. See, God, he said, I'm going to be with you until the end of the earth. And I thank God for that, how that it was like a piggyback to me and what I'm going through. I don't want to tell it all, but I'm trying to stay with the story. But if God had his way and had me tell it all the way it was supposed to be told, I would do that. But if somebody would tell Rhoda how she's out of her mind. When she kept insisting that it was Peter, They all in the house praying anyway. You praying. So why you tell me I'm crazy? Until they ready for, they finally succumb to themselves and they realize it must be Peter's angels. Amen. And I try to do my best to really like to get in the story, but I did. But I really got in the story about my life. But I thank God that for this opportunity to share about Rhoda. You know, it's very true that she was a servant. She was a gatekeeper. But it was really about Peter. So you got to talk about Peter, you know. And thank God we can't think, we got to respect the small thing. See, even though she was a servant and a gatekeeper, but she served a part in the matter for being there for Peter. And thank God that she was at the gate, so she can't go back in the house and tell everybody while they're in there praying for God to send the angels to free Peter. Thank God that she was at the gate and let them know that Peter was out of prison. Thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to share my first time. To God be the glory, and I give the floor back to you. Peace and blessing.
Amen, amen. And we are so proud of you, my sister. Amen, your first time. Amen, and you took the challenge. Amen, glory be to God. And we want to thank God for you and your delivery. Amen, on Rhoda. Amen, yes, amen. Amen. She was humble. She was a servant. Glory be to God at the door. Amen, hallelujah. Ushering at the door. Amen, glory be to God. And I was thinking, Sister Darlene, I said, they're in the house praying. Amen, glory be to God. She's at the door. Amen, God answered the prayer, brought Peter out of prison. Amen, glory be to God by a miracle. Like you said, we got to include Peter. But Rhoda didn't believe. Rhoda didn't believe. She running in the house. Talking about Peter, left Peter at the door, never opened the door.
Yeah.
Because she couldn't believe Peter was at the door. And as I was meditating on this, Sister Darlene, I said, how many of us are at the door? We prayed and asked God to do something for us. Then God will answer, bring the blessing to the door. But we won't open the door because we didn't believe. And that was Rhoda's. Amen. Glory be to God with her. She could tell she had a sweet spirit. She was humble. Amen. But she didn't believe. And you know what? We taught that last Sunday in our Sunday message. God has three requirements for us to get what we want from him. We have to ask, first of all. You have not because you ask not. We have to believe and we have to receive. Rhoda asked. But Rhoda didn't believe. Amen. Glory be to God. Right at the door of her blessing. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen. I want to thank God for Sister Darlene.
Can
you know,
I
put
that, Pastor?
Yes.
And that's so true because, like I said, it Rhoda related with me. You know, constantly praying, asking God for something. God delivered it. He delivered it to me. And you didn't believe. And when he gave it to me, I gave it away. And so, but I just thank God for the maturity now that when I pray for something, I just have to believe. I can't doubt. You know, that's what me and my daughter should always be getting on me about. She said, Mom, you're constantly always praying. And God delivered it. And what you do, you give away your blessing. And then you get upset. You get mad. You can't get mad. You got to realize you constantly praying. Why pray? Why pray if you ain't going to believe in it? But I thank God for the growth. I thank God for the growth, you know. And I arrived. I'm not all the way there. I ain't arrived yet. But I'm to the point that when I pray for something, I believe it. And I see every time I pray for it, God do deliver it. And I thought, that ain't for me. That ain't for me. Oh, the devil is a lie. It is for me.
Amen. It is for you. Yes. Yes. Amen. It is for you. Amen.
Yes,
we want to thank God for this teaching on Road of Beloved. Amen. And there's so much that's been said this morning. Amen. What we need to pray is, Lord, help thou my unbelief. We all need to pray that. Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. So when God answers your prayer, you can open the door.
Amen.
You can open the door. Rhoda didn't open the door. How many of our blessings are on the other side of the door and God is just waiting for us to come back and open the door? Peter said, will you let me in here, girl? How many of our blessings are just at the door? They at the door. They've been at the door. But we haven't believed enough to open the door. Amen. So that's a lesson that we can learn from Rhoda. Amen. Glory be to God. Sister Darlene, you did a wonderful, wonderful job. You took the challenge. You could have backed out, said, Pastor, I never did this before. I put somebody else up. Amen. You took the challenge and you did well. Amen. Glory be to God on focusing. Amen. On the attributes. Amen. Of Rhoda. Amen. And Peter. And how that all, you know, but look, and you brought another good point, glory be to God, her servitude, amen, that when she did go back, she was the one who opened the door, amen.
Right.
Thank God for the door openers, amen, and Jesus, amen, who was standing at the door. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any will open up, I will come in and sup with him, and he with me, amen, beloved, amen. Acts God for what you want in prayer, but you can't stop there. He who believeth, you must believe, and then you must receive, and then you're going to get
Amen.
The chance.
Can I share this before you,
Amen.
Can I share this before you close out? When I was going with this and try to get the revelation and understanding of this, and God had brought to me, he said, now, take it back to Pastor Bradford. So we see of this here for the women's for the Women's History Month for March. He said we pray for everybody who came forward with a message. He said so we see the $600. He said, if you don't have the $600 at one time, he said, do it in the course of 3 months, $200 for the next 3 months, and release your faith. Give your seed sower to that. Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. To God be praised. To God be praised, my sister. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. For believing and thank God for receiving. Amen. In Jesus' name. God bless you, Sister Darlene. Amen. Minister Darlene. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Thank you for giving
we're gonna keep using you. Look, amen. The first time you be a little nervous, you're supposed to be nervous. Amen. Why? Because our dependency is not in ourselves. And you keep doing it and you keep doing it. Amen. And the nervousness never really go away. Amen. But our confidence in God continues to increase. Amen. But you did wonderful. Amen. Hallelujah. We applaud you. Amen. Glory be to God. And we thank you for them awesome bullet points on Peter and on Rhoda. Amen.
Yeah.
And then what the Lord spoke to you also. Thank you for sharing that because you didn't have to go that far. Amen. Glory be to God. But thank God for you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Love you.
Love you. Thank you for letting me try out.
Oh, absolutely. This won't be the last time either. This won't be the last time. I'm talking to the Lord, what's next? Because I like this rotation system. I'm talking to the Lord, what's next? Amen. So I think he might have said something to me too. Amen. So, amen. I'll be sharing that with everybody. Amen. Love you. Love you. Love you. Have a good day.
Love you too.
Amen. All right, saints, there it is. There it is, Rhoda. We want to thank God for the service. Look, thank God for those who work the door. Thank God. Let me tell you something. You ever go into a church house and the usher be so mean Amen. It make you want to turn around and go back home. But when that usher is smiling at you, glory be to God, and welcome you and greeting you, you're sort of happy that you came now. Glory be to God. It's important how you open the door. See, glory be to God. So we want to thank God for her. Amen. And her servitude. Amen. Glory be to God. And her prayer life. She was praying. She was praying with the saints. Amen. Glory be to God. She just had to develop a little bit more. Amen. As our minister, Darlene says, why are you crying? The nurse asked her, why are you crying? Why are you crying? Where's your faith? See? And so faith is a process for love. And amen. We move from faith to faith. Hey, glory be to God. And the faith we have today, we haven't always had. Amen. Glory be to God. So we can't beat up people with a little bit of faith. Glory be to God, because the faith we have today, amen, there's still more to get. All right? Okay. Bless the Lord. Okay. Isn't this beautiful? Come on, y'all. I know the phones are muted. Amen. Let Sister Darlene hear you in the spirit. Come on, give her a round of applause. Glory be to God. Amen. For taking the challenge. Amen. Glory be to God. And came through. Amen. With flying colors. And we bless the Lord. Tomorrow we'll be talking about Esther, Queen Esther. Amen. Glory be to God. She is our woman for the month on tomorrow, Lord's willing. All right, we will be praying today at 12 o'clock and then back tonight at 9 o'clock. Amen. Glory be to God. As we prayed on 5 o'clock this morning on Facebook, beloved, the threat of nuclear war is very real. It's very, very, very real. What we need to do, be in fear? No, we're not going to be in fear. Amen. We're going to pray. We're just going to come on now. We're going to bump it up. We're going to bump it up. And come on now, and we're going to pray, and we're going to keep on praying that the hearts of the people will turn back to God. Amen. Glory be to God. So they will stay the hand of God. Let me say this, and I'm finished. People talk about blessings and curses and blessings and curses. God does not send a curse on anyone. Let's get that straight. Number one, God doesn't have a curse to give. But all God has to do is move his hand. Oh, baby. All God got to do is move his hand. And that's it. That's it. You're vulnerable to everything. Darkness, curse, everything. If God moves his hand. See? And so this is what we want to pray, amen, that the hand of God will not be snatched off the United States of America. The United States of America is not invincible. Oh, Russia got it. Russia's prepared. They're trying to set the United States up so they can have a reason to talk about nuclear war. Their missiles are already in the water. Huh? So what do? We want to pray. God have mercy. Help the people turn. Help their hearts turn. It's time for revival. Father, expand your kingdom. Let that be our corporate prayer today, even in your own personal life. Let us pray that the hearts of the people will turn so that the Lord will repent. Now, what do you mean the Lord will repent? So the Lord will change his mind and not allow these decision makers and whoever, amen, with Russia and China and Poland and all this, amen. There will not be a World War III, not right now. Because we got some folks got to get saved. If the World War III took place today, millions of people would die and go to hell. God, no, we're going to have wars. Let this be a rumor of war. Give us some more time. And in the interim, touch the hearts of the people that they can come on back to Jesus. Let that be your prayer, saints. Let that be your prayer. In Jesus' name. All right, Father God, we say thank you for the word of God as it come forth. We thank you for Minister Darlene, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Father God, for her taking the challenge, Father God, breaking down the notes, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. We say thank you for her. Thank you, Father God, hallelujah. She proved today that we are more than conquerors. She proved today that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And so we thank you for this woman of God. And we thank you for the life of Rhoda, Father God. Rhoda, she was sweet. She was sweet, Father God. She just didn't believe. She just didn't believe. She asked you for it, but she didn't move to the second step. And we can't, Father God, get the thing where we cannot hold the manifestation unless we complete the three steps. There's three steps. We have to ask, we have to believe, and we have to receive. We can't skip a step. Rhoda skipped a step, but you taught her a lesson, and you taught us a lesson, too. And so we say thank you, Father God. And most of all, you brought Peter out of prison. Oh, my God. Father, thank you. Father God, as we go out today, Father God, stay in the day. Whatever we do today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. It will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. God, we thank you for what you're saying to Sister Darlene about that $600. Maybe you're speaking to a couple other people about $600, $6,000, $60,000. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. $200 a month. Oh, glory. Oh, God, have your way. God, nobody's money hungry. Father God, hallelujah. The money, Father God, is just used to promote the kingdom. We could do so much more. Father God, when the money is available, and we just want to say thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Meet us at the altar of prayer, Father God, today at 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock. Anoint the prayer warriors as they serve, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. We seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Amen. Now unto him who was able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you. And the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto you and lift up his countenance upon thee and give you peace. Amen. And amen and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Let us remember the message from Rhoda today, beloved. Let us be humble servants. Amen. Glory be to God. But remember, after you ask God, you got to believe God. You got to believe, or you won't get what you're looking for. Amen. God bless you.
Only be what he's done. is your part if you own it. Take the doubt out of your mind and own it. No matter what the doctor says, only. No matter what the lawyer says, only. If you only be.
I believe God